Hi everyone, my name's Mark and I'm a newly qualified nurse specialising in sports rehabilitation. I'm here to talk about my rather gruelling journey through nursing school, which combined intense medical training with hands-on sports therapy.
When I was younger, I was obsessed with sports. I originally considered becoming a personal trainer, but it was actually my rugby coach who suggested nursing after he saw how I helped out when teammates got injured. He said a medical foundation would make me a better therapist.
I don't think anything could have prepared me for the academic workload. People usually associate nursing with being on the wards, but the sheer volume of theory is staggering. I knew there would be essays, but it was the research project that kept me awake until the early hours of the morning, week after week. Those sleepless nights were definitely the toughest part of my first year.
The practical side of things was equally demanding. We had extensive hands-on physiotherapy classes alongside our nursing modules. In our first term, I assumed we'd begin with shoulder injuries, as they are so common, but our tutor made us focus entirely on the knee joint before moving on to anything else. It's incredibly complex, and getting the manipulation techniques right took ages.
Then there were the written assignments. They were absolutely relentless. The main difficulty wasn't reaching the required word count, I always had plenty to say, but rather ensuring the medical terms were used correctly. One small spelling mistake could change the entire meaning of a diagnosis in a patient's notes.
During my second year, I did a placement at a specialist sports clinic. I treated various athletes and learned a massive amount. You might expect rugby players to have the worst issues, given the contact nature of the sport, but actually the gymnasts presented with the most complicated muscle tears. Their flexibility means their injuries are quite unique.
Of course, I also had to do standard hospital placements. Ward shifts were incredibly demanding physically. I'd invested in some top-quality shoes, so my feet were fine, but it was my lower back that gave me the most grief after a 12-hour stint. You spend so much time leaning over beds and assisting patients.
To manage the stress and sheer exhaustion of the course, you really need a hobby. My classmates swore by meditation and mindfulness apps. I tried those, but eventually realised that joining a swimming club was much more effective for clearing my head. Just focusing on my breathing in the water washed all the hospital stress away.
Back at the rehab centre, we also had to master clinical equipment. I thought the ultrasound device would be a nightmare to operate, but surprisingly, the treadmill took me the longest to figure out how to program for patient rehabilitation. You have to be so precise with the speed and incline for someone recovering from surgery.
The culmination of all this grueling training was the final assessment. We all expected a massive written exam to test our knowledge. In reality, we had to diagnose and treat a plastic dummy while the examiners watched our every move. It was incredibly nerve-wracking to have them scrutinising my bandaging techniques.
Now that I've qualified, I'm looking at my career options. Many of my friends are heading straight into intensive care or emergency nursing. My dream, though, is to get a job at a tennis academy, where I can use both my medical background and my sports rehab skills to keep athletes in top condition. It's been a tough few years, but absolutely worth it.